Today's reading is from the book of John, chapter 14, John 14, starting in verse 12. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. So chapter 14 had started off with Jesus telling them, don't let your hearts be troubled, believe in God and believe in me. And he was saying in verse 4, you know where I am going. Verse 5, Thomas asked, we don't know where we're going, how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And so again, Philip asks, Lord, show us the way. And this is the point in which Jesus was a little bit, maybe, exasperated, saying, you know, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? And so when he gets to verse 12, we're still talking about this belief and the fact that Jesus is going to be going away. He's going to be gone from them. So now Jesus is connecting belief and works, belief and obedience, belief and action. Belief is empty without action. Faith without works is dead. And so it's important that we make this connection as well as the disciples to whom he was speaking. But he says, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. Along those same lines, you know, having compassion on people and wanting to see them come back to God. That was what Jesus did. In addition, of course, to the healings and miracles that he performed, which were an outcropping of the compassion, but they were also to prove the things that he was saying and fulfill prophecy. In verse 15, he makes another connection. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. So now we have love thrown into the equation along with belief. And so we're talking about belief and love both produce works, obedience, keeping those commandments. And then if you love him and you're keeping the commandments, and he says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper to be with you, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it doesn't see or know him, and you know him, for he dwells with you and in you. So he's giving them some hope in this situation where he's telling them, I'm going to go away, I'm going to be gone. And that's a distressing thought for the disciples. They're concerned about this. So these points are meant to console them and give them some understanding that just because Jesus goes away doesn't mean that it's all over. It's actually fulfillment and carrying on. And so then this helper was going to come and that he would continue to answer prayer. If you think about it, this is really part of the last words that Jesus is going to share with his disciples. An extended discourse in order to prepare them for the fact that he would be gone. It is interesting to note that Jesus spends a lot of time talking about obedience and works in this short discourse that he has with them, even though they are the ones who would be his apostles. Obedience is something that has to be stressed for all who would believe. It doesn't matter who you are. In telling them that he's going to be leaving, he does not want them to think they will be alone either. They're not going to be on their own. They're not going to be left to, you know, grope their way in the dark, as we might say. He's going to send this helper, this comforter, the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians 1, The Holy Spirit is described as the guarantor of our inheritance. And in Romans chapter 8, he's described as taking part in our resurrection. And then in Galatians chapter 5, it is the fruit of the Spirit that produces those good qualities within us that help us to emulate Jesus and have his particular character traits. In addition, this helper is also going to help them in terms of knowing the truth. And of course, as we know what comes later, preaching the truth. They were going to be Jesus's spokesman, his ambassadors, to go out into the world and declare Jesus to everyone. And so they needed to be able to know the truth and have the inspiration to be able to discern things and deliver that word faithfully, accurately, and authoritatively. That's part of how we have the Bible today. They were inspired. That inspiration prompted them to write down the gospel accounts, the Acts, the things that are contained within the letters that were sent to different congregations, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Galatians. And so it's important that we realize that it is all of this promise that God is giving to us, the word itself. It wasn't just that they would know how to speak in those instances, but we have the inspiration of the New Testament. As I've said before, we have the Bible in a way that is more readily available to the world than it's ever been before. There's many, many translations. You can get it in physical copies. You can get it in digital copies. But we can trace all of that blessing back to this moment in which Jesus says, "You will have one who will help you." And that's exactly what he did. We see the fulfillment of this promise within the New Testament. So we need to recognize that wonderful blessing of God. And perhaps what we could pray for today is an understanding and appreciation for the work of this helper, this comforter, this Holy Spirit of God. Thank you for listening today, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.